Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hi, welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Today, I'm going to talk to you one-on-one about presentation skills and the importance of knowing your audience. Kind of became very much a topic for me because I've just been at a couple of events where it's really kind of the same group of speakers, but very different audiences. And I could tell the speakers who could read the audience and engage with the audience, and those who basically said the same thing, had the same slides, but they didn't engage the audience. And so you saw a real difference in the audience's interaction and excitement and the energy in the room. So I thought I'd talk to you about that because there, you know, there's the tricks of the trade basically is training yourself to feel the energy in the room, to hold the energy in the room. And so some of the things that happen, you know, when you talk about knowing your audience, you kind of want to know before you go in, is the room entrepreneurs? Are they employees looking for something new? Are they people looking for the next chapter of their life? And it's better to understand that as much as you can before you go in and make sure that you're speaking to the room and the audience. Because so for instance, when I'm in a group where I know it's entrepreneurs and employees, I'm not going to hit them over the head about starting their own business, but I want them to think about their personal financial statement as their own business. That applies to everybody, whether you own a job or whether you're an employee, it's important to build, buy, or create assets. And so that my message is specifically geared to that audience. Now, if I'm in a room of all business owners, then I can be much more specific about how to build your business, bringing in essential components of a successful business. But I won't necessarily talk about that if I'm in a room with a mixed audience, particularly not if I'm being invited in by a corporation. I'm not going to come into a corporation and talk to their people about becoming entrepreneurs. Not a wise move. So, you know, that's kind of the big scale. But the other thing that's important is when you walk on stage, you want to incorporate the entire room, you know, and it can be mechanical in practice, but the impact is actually energetic because you're looking at people in the back corners, the front corners, the middle, where everybody feels like you've paid attention to them. You're embracing the room. But as you're speaking, make sure you engage with, you know, asking a question, seeing their response. So for instance, these events I just went to where the first audience was a little younger, a little more energetic, engaged. And then the second one, which was in a different city, it was a tad older group. And I told different stories. I engaged them in different ways because it was a different audience. And so you have to read your audience and see. And I really saw it with a couple of the other speakers where they were basically delivering the same speech and the same slides, but they would sit there and say to the audience, come on, do you hear me? React to me. And it's like, that's almost yelling at your audience. You don't want to do that. You want to basically say, okay, I'm doing something wrong. I'm not getting them excited and engaged. So I need to work on increasing the energy of the room. Whether your room has 10 people, or 10,000 people. So when I do media training, I talk about the movements and the expressions in your face when I'm like here to camera can't be as big as I would make them when I'm on stage, because if I'm doing this, you can't see my hands. And so when I'm on stage, however, I have to be big so that I, again, I'm embracing the energy of the room. But it's really important. I always have two or three people out in the audience whose faces I, you know, who are enjoying what I'm saying. They give me feedback. They feed me their expressions, their laughter, they're nodding their heads. You know, so I know that I'm engaged with that individual, and that gets me, keeps me going. It feeds me that energy. So always spot a few people in your audience that's going to help you get excited about being there. And then ask yourself, am I getting this feedback? And if not, what can you do to change? Maybe you stop and you tell a story or you tell something funny. So for instance, in one group, I might tell the story about how Mike and I met when he was going through my drawers in a lawsuit. Well, that's, you know, it's a story that takes a little longer, and depending on what group I'm in front of, it's an appropriate story and funny. And another one, it may not be, particularly if I'm only 30 minutes on stage. And so you, again, have to tailor what you want to communicate, because at the end of the day, you want to inspire the audience to take action. And if they're not engaged with you, they're not going to have as big a response if you don't get them involved in the process. I get them to stand up. I get them to raise their hand. That engages them. But I also can tell when they are interested. If they're not laughing at the spots, you know, for instance, between these two talks, one had a lot larger laughter than this one did. And I said, okay, I got it. I've got to like turn up my game to make sure I get these people more engaged. And that's something that, you know, your experience will help you do that. You know, but part of it is paying attention to the audience. Now, when I'm the first speaker up, it's harder. So I like to kind of see the people coming in and see them. But then I get out there and I ask a few questions to gauge and see who they are. And to see, in essence, their response tells me a lot about how much harder I may have to work to get them engaged and excited. And as an event organizer, if you have other speakers, when you see the energy drop in the room, as the organizer, you need to take action. Whether you jump out on stage with a speaker to get the energy back up, of course, that can be problematic with your speaker, but your audience has paid to be there. They're there. You want to make sure that they are engaged and getting involved. And maybe between the next, that speaker and the next one, you have somebody go up to get the audience excited, or you put on some snappy music, because the energy in the room can be magical in making sure the audience leaves with truly inspiration, or you want them to be inspired to take action. And then, you know again who your audience is, but also, you know, some of them may not know you, so you want to earn the right when you go up there, tell them your story, but tell it from a sharing story so that they can relate to things that you've gone through. I mean, I talk about my story, about things that I've been through, but I talk about it from, have any of you ever made a business mistake, right? And so pretty much everybody smiles and raises their hand. And then I tell the story about making the decision to leave public accounting. And it was still today, even though it was almost 40 years ago, it was the worst business decision of my life. However, had I not made that decision, I wouldn't have met Michael Lechter. And so the worst business decision became my best life decision. And so I share that, but I share the story as it relates to how many of you have made a big business mistake, right? And so immediately they are engaged. They're thinking about the mistakes they made as well. And that's, you know, also talking about engaging and knowing your audience. It's also being vulnerable. And this is something I started working with this group over a year ago, and they said, Sharon, you need to be more vulnerable. And I still remember them saying to me, and I came back, blah, 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 blah. I couldn't even say the word vulnerable, because, you know, I came up and was trained to be motivational, but, you know, not to really open up in as big a way as what they wanted me to do. And a lot of it had to do with sharing about my son's death. And it was like, I just had a hard time feeling good about doing that because I felt like somehow I would be perceived as using his death as a platform to build myself up. And when I got past that point and realized by sharing the drama, the trauma and the sadness and hitting bottom, losing him, sharing that story helped other people relate. In fact, the first time I actually did it from stage, I had people coming up in tears, sharing their own stories with me. So I realized that by not sharing, I was not being vulnerable enough. And so that's something that, you know, and part of it is also old world, old guard for me. You know, a lot of people go on stage with their ratty jeans and their tennis shoes. And I, you know, when I want to go on stage, I want to look professional. You know, it's just, again, that's my brand. So who, what is your statement? What is your brand? But also making sure that you open up a channel with your audience and understand that that channel may need to be fine-tuned from audience A to audience B. So for instance, if I'm in the middle, if I'm speaking to a bunch of CEOs of a business, I have to kick it up a notch, right? You know, I have to talk to them about their level of success, really playing big at a much higher level, because there's a certain amount of pride of what they've already achieved, certain pride, certain expectation that they're going to have a high level conversation with me. And I'm not going to necessarily be as successful speaking to them at the emotional vulnerable level. And that's something that you have to gauge. Sometimes you can, because they've all had experience as well. Everybody's had something that stopped them in their track. But when you are on stage, it is your responsibility to define the energy. And if you lose control of the energy, then you lose control of the audience, and they aren't going to get the best experience. And you are the ringleader, so you need to make sure that you are tuned in to your audience and that you've created the space, you monitor it, and you take the audience on a journey to the destination you want them to be. Because if you lose them along the way, you're not helping them and you're certainly not helping yourself. And that's something that was really brought home for me, because when you go to multiple stages, you see, have different speakers, so you don't see it. But this time I actually had the same group of speakers, and it was amazing to see the contrast. And I thought that I would share that with everyone watching and listening today, because it is really something that was just top of mind. So when I do have something top of mind, I want to share it with you. But I'm going to go a little deeper in the private Facebook group in a moment. So if you've not joined the Play Big Movement private Facebook group with Sharon Lecter, please do. And you'll hear the rest of my story, because it talks about, I'm going to share a little bit more specifically about the things that happened, because you want people coming up to you and saying, thank you so much. I felt like you were just speaking it to me. That note, that is when you know you've created a space and an impact that people will take home with them and actually take action. So come back, see me in the private Facebook group for the rest of the story.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.